It is Thursday, November 1st, 2018, and this is Steve's Big Dumb Podcast.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast, and since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
So I'm still in L.A., did a show last night, and did a show the night before that, both in the Valley. On Tuesday night, it was in Van Nuys, which I am told is now Sherman Oaks. I'm very confused by all this. Fun show at the home of my friends Justine and John, with lots of nutty people, including my friend Jacob. We managed to catch part of the show, which was delightful to see. He and I used to be the Two Jew Review, as I've mentioned earlier. In fact, I think maybe I'll play a Two Jew Review song later in this here podcast. And then last night, Wednesday, I was at the home of Karen Nash and Bob Malone. Sadly, Bob was not there, but Karen was there, and completely nutty as usual, and all her fun friends. Oh, man, a very cool time. I am very grateful to have been able to play the first house concert at the Scratch Lounge in the home of Karen and Bob. Scratch Lounge refers to where her cats like to scratch things, I think. I think that's how that works. So now it is Thursday, November 1st. I can't believe we got through Halloween and nothing terrible happened. That's kind of amazing. And I'm waiting for my good friend Jessica, who I mentioned earlier in an earlier podcast. She and I are going to have breakfast. Then I'm going to get together with my aforementioned friend Jacob and his lovely wife Julia. Then I'm going to go down to, I believe it's Mar Vista, where my old friend Peter Quentin lives. Peter owns a little recording studio, which until recently had very similar equipment to my recording studio. We bought our stuff at the same time in 2002. And while I'm in town, he said, hey, come on over, let's record a song or two. So we're going to do that. And then going to go find my friend Maya, who is going to be working all day, and then taking an aerials class. She likes to do aerials and silks, and sometimes she flies on flying trapezes because she's insane. So, big full day here in the Southern California sun. Pretty exciting. Hey, let's have a song from the Two Jew Review.
To me? Are you talking to me?
Well, she talks like Robert De Niro, but she goes by the name of Mrs. Shapiro. I've heard of Jews in the mob, but I just didn't think there's a gangster in that little old lady by the sea. She's got a real short fuse and orthopedic shoes. She'll make you an offer you're a schmuck to refuse. She may not look like the Godfather type in her pearls and a full-length chinchilla, but my Bobby's a killer.
Eat your soup before I smack you.
Did you hear about Jimmy the Pretzel? Rocked out last night by someone in a 52 Edsel.
Would it kill you to call me every now and then?
She didn't stop, she just dropped him right there on his lawn. 2 or 3 miles an hour with her turn signal on. She's got 200 rounds in a flannel nightgown, and if you beat her at bingo, better get out of town. She'll pinch your cheek, she'll straighten your hair, then with lead mops of balls she will fill ya. Hey, my Bubby's a killer. My Bubby's a killer.
You're a nice boy. I'd hate to see something happen to you.
Well, they nearly shut her down in Lollapalooza.
I love the smell of gefilte fish in the morning.
She would have got caught, but they forgot about the spare bullet she killed. keeps in her mezuzah.
Listen to your grandmother. Let's be.
Harold, you be quiet.
I'm just a grandma, nobody loves me. She's just a grandma from a crime family. She's knitting while committing murder in the first degree.
In the first degree. In the first degree.
She likes her food pre-chewed, cause her teeth come unglued. A smooth talker with a walker and a bad attitude. In Rome, she is known as the kosher Attila. But to me, she's just Grandma Gorilla, the Sephardic Godzilla. Hey, my bubby's a killer.
My bubby's a killer. What, am I funny to you?
My bubby's a killer.
I'm some kind of clown to you.
You kids make so much noise you could wake the dead. And I can't afford that.
I'll too Jewry you.
That was My Bubby's a Killer. And I wanted to play that song because this Saturday I will be at the home of my cousin Meryl Gill. And it's her parents, Edna and Harold Hecht, who played the parts of Grandma and Grandpa in that previous song. Harold and Edna are not with us any longer, but Meryl is, and I'm excited to be playing her house on Saturday, November 3rd, the day before my birthday, down there in, she's saying it's San Diego. I thought it was Escondido. I don't know. I will have all these things cleared up, I promise. And then after that, on to Phoenix on Sunday, my actual birthday, November 4th. I'll be playing at the home of a new friend of mine named Ro. I met her at the Bluebird a few weeks ago, I believe. And the gig in Phoenix / Tucson has been on again, off again, on again, off again with various people who thought they could host me and then they couldn't. And then trying again with someone else and then they couldn't. And Ro has come through. And I'm quite excited that not only will I be seeing her again, for, you know, for the second time, and many of her friends, but several of my friends from the Phoenix area are going to make it. Most notably, my good friend Ashley E. Norton of the power group Witherward. She and Ed Williams have been on the road for, I think, 3 years now. I met them in Nashville, where they lived for many years. Ashley is originally from the Phoenix area, so I get to catch up with her and some of her insane friends on Sunday for my birthday. Oh, that'll be nice. And then off to Austin, where I will be rejoining Andy Corwin as part of Actual Size for a series of shows out there. Man, it's just on and on and on. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast either on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it. Also, please head on over to stevegoody.com for tour updates and fun songs and CDs. And also, NashvilleComedyShow.com. Which is where you can find this podcast and other fun stuff, including how to get your own Steve Goody house concert in your home. That's NashvilleComedyShow.com. Let's do the halfway through the show music, and then, hey, how about a song from Actual Size? Oh, I think that would be great.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
I believe every day should be called Thursday. And I think dogs should be allowed to vote. And I believe Fox News is always fair and balanced. And I believe that bowling balls can float. I believe that SpongeBob SquarePants is the Antichrist.
And I believe that science isn't true.
And I believe that Canada is made of Gorgonzola. And I believe that 4 + 4 = 2. Hey, that's just one man's opinion, mind you, but it's a darn good one, and I'll tell you my opinion anytime I feel inclined. Hey, that's just one man's opinion, and it's my right to believe it, and I'll stand by my opinion until I change my mind. I believe money should be edible,
and I think Pabst Blue Ribbon came in third.
And I'm a staunch believer in the single bullet theory, and I believe the Bible word for word. I believe that everybody has a right to my opinion, especially people with whom I disagree. And I believe that just because I think, therefore I am, that everybody else should think the same as me. Hey, that's just one man's opinion, mind you, but it's a darn good one, and I'll tell you my opinion anytime I feel inclined. Hey, that's just one man's opinion, but it's my right to believe it, and I'll fight for my opinion until I change my mind.
Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.